This podcast may contain adult language and themes, or it might not. We're not really sure. We haven't recorded it yet.
I'm Jason.
I'm Diggs.
I make software, music, and podcasts.
I connect people, personally and professionally, and I like talking with Jason.
This is the Candy Factory 5x5 podcast.
Five conversations.
Five random topics.
5 minutes each.
When we hear this sound,
we move on to the next topic. Next.
On every episode, we invite a very special guest to join us. And our special guest on today's episode of 5x5, Elvis. Elvis, welcome to the program.
Thank you for being here.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am Lancaster born and raised. Moved around the county quite a few times. Lived in Lancaster City last 3-ish years.
All right.
I am a professionally behavioral therapist for kiddos with autism. My free time, I am an artist and a menace, and that's...
Should be menace and artist.
That's all I do. Yeah, it's true. Yeah. I feel like professionally I'm a menace.
Yes. Let's start there.
Yeah.
An artist and a menace, just tearing the shit up.
Yeah, like chaotic neutral all the time.
Yeah.
Like, as long as someone's pissed off, I'm happy.
Yeah.
That's
fair. Can't confirm.
Welcome to the program. Let's find out who gets pissed off in this room over the course of the next 25 minutes. That'll be the fastest 25 minutes in podcasting.
Zing.
Diggs, my friend, always a pleasure to hang out with you.
And you.
We are recording today at the So Good Media Studio. That's at the Candy Factory co-working social club in downtown Lancaster. This show could not happen without the mothership, the Candy Factory. Just couldn't. And if you want to be involved with the Candy Factory, let's just say you work from home. You're feeling a little isolated. You need to be around other people. Join.
Yeah.
Join the Candy Factory. Come in, work here, play here. We've got a social club aspect to the organization. Do all kinds of great social events. It's a great way to meet new people. Great way to hang out with people like Diggs and myself.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out at clubtcf.com.
Ooh.
For more. Also brought to you by So Good Lancaster. Check out SoGoodLancaster.com and find us on the social media stuff. Where you can learn about all the great things that are happening in and around Lancaster. That's it. This is 5x5. Here's how it works. I've got an iPad. His name is Frank. He's sitting right next to me. Frank's going to dish up 5 random topics. We're going to talk about each topic 5 minutes. Hear a little jingle. Move on to the next topic. It's so simple.
Yeah. Easy.
It's so easy.
Caveman could do it.
A caveman could do it.
Diggs can do it.
I've been waiting to say, hey.
this is episode 82.
Hmm.
Of the Candy Factory 5x5 podcast. Let's get started. Frank, give us topic number one of this episode of 5x5. Here we go. Frank's a little slow these days.
That's okay. He's getting old.
He's getting old. Yeah. Dolphins. Dolphins.
I mean, the football has just wrapped, so that's where my brain went. Except, I love dolphins. I wish I could see dolphins.
I immediately went to sea creatures.
Oh, well, see, there's both. That's like...
That's the beauty of 5x5.
Which would you prefer?
That's true. I know more about sea creatures.
Let's
do sea
there.
Creatures.
Go.
They are... Like, dolphins are so perverted. They are absolutely disgusting.
I did not know this.
No, they do. So basically, and I have absolutely no foundation for whether or not this is true, but I believe it, so therefore it is.
This is 5x5. We can say whatever we want.
Literally, they will... decapitate fish and then masturbate with the fish head, and you can find evidence of this like on YouTube. I want people to Google that. I want people to Google masturbating dolphins and just see what happens.
Incognito mode.
No, let it fly.
No,
on your work computer. Highly
people.
Recommend.
No.
It's the algorithms. That's the problem.
Right.
Yeah, Frank's gonna now just start spitting out.
And I just learned about the algorithms. Not that I didn't know about the algorithms, but it's the whole attention thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, you know, whatever you stop at, no matter if you don't like it necessarily. I mean, you might. You don't want it necessarily, but you might.
Mm-hmm.
But if you stop on it, that's it. You're getting more of it.
Yeah.
So masturbating dolphins will be all over the internet.
Yep.
And that'll be it. The whole internet will turn into that.
Yeah.
It's horrifying. They're really cute and smart, but they're also like really evil.
Mm. Well, that kind of tracks, isn't like the orcas that are flipping yachts.
I am obsessed with that.
Like that, you know what I'm talking about? Like
I've heard of this.
Yeah, there were.
Help me out.
In the Mediterranean, I think. Like, I don't think they know if it's the exact same pod or school or whatever they are. Group of
herd.
Orcas.
Murder.
Herd. Yeah. But there were Like, apparently there was like this whole thing where there were a few and then it was more of them just flipping yachts in the Mediterranean, just like
just cruising around, just flipping yachts.
Yeah, because they could, because like if you see them hunt, they'll do a thing where they all kind of create a bow wave together.
Yeah,
so that's essentially what they're doing, is just like creating enough waves and using like physical force to just flip yachts.
It's like cow tipping back where I'm from.
Yes.
It's very eat the rich, because they're leaving little fishing boats alone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not the fish. It's just the big, expensive yachts that they're, like, targeting and going after.
Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they got this thing. The whale, the orcas, they're just we're done.
And I know they're
like, we're done.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah, they're like, all done. Yeah. All done, friend. Time to go. Yeah. Pack it up.
I love it.
Money. Yep.
You know, dolphins, yeah, dolphins are interesting because I know we're kind of flipping between dolphins and whales.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're kind of, are we going to get hate mail from me saying this?
Probably.
Are they, like, how similar are dolphins and whales? Let's go.
I mean,
they're
mammals.
Yeah.
They're ocean mammals.
They're ocean mammals.
They're both pretty intelligent. I think dolphins are, based on some species, smarter. They're smaller. They're probably faster.
Are they smarter than whales?
I think it depends on the whale.
Like, yeah.
Because orcas are pretty smart.
Right.
And they communicate well, but I don't, maybe humpbacks are dumb. I don't really know.
I mean, I could believe that. Because, like, there's also the videos of, like, that orca pod school, whatever, like, attacking that shark. Like, this popped up.
Dolphins do that too. They'll beat sharks to death.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. They'll use their noses, which are like that heavy cartilage, and they'll run into sharks repeatedly, and they'll just basically mob rush sharks, like other sea creatures, and murder them. And I don't, like, just for funsies.
Wow. The one I saw was the orcas literally targeting the shark's liver or kidney or something. And so it was like
they know how to, like, they know where to get them, like, where to punch them.
Some dude happened to catch drone footage of, like, the two or three circling the shark and then the one that went in for the kill. And all you see is just, like, you see all four things, and then all of a sudden the shark and the killer orca slowly disappear, and then all of a sudden there's just blood.
Wow.
Oh my god.
And it's just like, fuck, some shit just went down.
Wasn't there a woman who fell in love with a dolphin? Wasn't that a thing?
Oh my god.
How would you get close enough to a dolphin?
No, it was in captivity. It was in captivity. It was
like a Free Willy fetish.
But it was like there's a thing. There's like a documentary or something. Maybe our research department here at the Candy Factory 5x5 podcast can get on that and just do a quick.
I think we need to look that up.
Do a quick Google. I think, okay, this is usually what happens to me, is I get these cloudy memories of these obscure pop culture things.
I barely finished Love, and the first one is Woman Fell in Love with Dolphin.
Oh, there you go.
Margaret Ho Lovat was
assigned. I just want to know what the attraction is. Like, what?
Well, we'll see. So it says, was assigned to live with and train the dolphins in the facility, wherever that is. She believed that living with the dolphins and making human-like sounds would help in mimicking human language. Throughout her research, she spent most of her time with a male bottomless dolphin named Peter. The dolphin who loved me.
It's like a thing.
The NASA-funded project that went wrong. Holy crap.
Oh my God, that's fabulous.
Welcome. Welcome to my corner of the internet.
That's better than 60s. Masturbating dolphins.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. This needs to go into show notes.
I'm talking about it. Yeah. This is where I hang out on the internet. I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know a thing about politics, but if you want to talk about, like, dolphins jerking off, I'm your guy.
We are swimming away from topic number one fast toward topic number two of this episode of 5x5, which is...
Yeah, I'm tipping. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, unbelievable.
Oh.
Miami Vice. Miami Vice.
I mean, that is pretty perfect.
That is a well-segued segue.
I think there is a lot that 80s culture owes to Miami Vice in terms of aesthetic.
Absolutely.
And, like, music choice, how you dress, what you drove. I mean, just...
Yeah.
So much.
What was really interesting about Miami Vice, I lived through it. It was a different time. I was probably 12 or 13 years old when Miami Vice came out.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was MTV was launched in 1981. I think Miami Vice premiered in 84. Yeah. It was right around there. But MTV had been established. and had completely changed music.
Mm.
Because prior to MTV, of course, the radio and magazines were the only way to see and hear music.
Mm-hmm.
And magazines were, well, of course, not motion pictures, right? Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden, you were seeing these bands that you were hearing on the radio. You were seeing these bands move, which was, I know it sounds absurd, but prior to, like, I don't think I ever saw Led Zeppelin move.
Right.
Until I was like 15 years old. And there was a movie, you know, like their song Remains the Same was being broadcast on some obscure channel. Mm. And I was like, oh my God, Jimmy Page is moving. Like, I've never seen that before. But in any event, Miami Vice, you know, this action cop show comes out and they intentionally said, whoever the producers were, let's see if we can combine sort of the magic of what MTV is doing and this cop show. And so present
that's
it.
How it became. Okay.
Right. And that's why it was the first time that a television program used popular music, like music that would be made by rock bands on the radio. You know, they were very different things. FM radio, like you did not have soundtracks on television shows that were like the pop artists of the day. Just didn't exist.
Okay.
Television soundtracks were like instrumental. They were like old movie soundtracks.
Right.
Okay. And you just didn't have, you had a theme song and pretty much that was it. And you might have some incidental music and things of that nature. And they took some of these bands and some of these really popular songs and almost made music videos in the show.
Huh.
So there were these montages. If you go back and watch some of those old episodes, there might be these like montages where they're, you know, they're bringing the drugs over from Columbia or whatever. And all of a sudden there's this rock music and it's a montage of this like action shots and things of that nature.
Hmm.
And so it revolutionized television. And as a teenager, you know, young teenager at the time, it was just like, whoa. So yeah, everybody ran out and bought the and bought the white suits and the right. pastels.
See, that's all I knew. And
the t-shirt under the blazer.
Right. Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Right. It was that the look is what I knew. I didn't know about and obviously I knew some about the music, but like not that like see, this is why
we do this program.
Yeah.
You get the old guy every once in a while sits in the corner and talks about the old days.
I have not one time seen Miami Vice.
But you know it.
I've heard it, but like that's pretty much about it.
You can't right. It's one of those cultural phenomena that is going to be referenced forever.
Mm-hmm.
There's little things about it. It's like, oh, that's so Miami Vice, or that you look like Miami Vice, or something like that.
Yeah,
for sure. Did you know? There's an alligator. There's a pet alligator in Miami Vice, right?
What?
Yeah. So Sonny Crockett and Rico Tubbs were the two guys. Don Johnson was Sonny Crockett.
Hmm.
He was like the main cop, lead of the show. He had a pet alligator.
Hmm.
Guess what that pet alligator's name was? Anyone? 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 Elvis.
Oh!
Yes! Top tier.
Not even kidding.
Top tier.
Elvis. And I was at this is going to be really out of left field, but I was at an animal retreat, kind of like a place where they take animals to, voluntarily go on these, like, you know, yoga retreats or anything, but I was in Florida about, I don't know, maybe 5-6 years ago, and it was one of these places where they rehabilitate animals, and I was there with my family, you know, we were just visiting this place with my parents, and Elvis's skull was there.
What?
Yes. So this guy says, anybody know the name of the pet alligator on Miami Vice? And I'm like, hell yeah, I do. I'm like, hell yeah, I do. It's Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, that's right. And he pulls out the skull. And he goes, yeah, after Elvis retired from the show, I mean, that was 30 something years ago.
Right. Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, fair.
When Elvis retired from the show, he came and lived there.
Because
he was an actor.
Yeah.
But he retired and lived there for like...
Was he a thespian?
Speaking of alligators, I kid you not, Steve Irwin has really messed me up in the head because there's no doubt in my mind that I could wrestle an alligator. Like no doubt. Like 5'8", 150 pounds. I'm like, I've got this. Like totally. No problem. Like just hand me a t-shirt and some duct tape and I can absolutely wrestle that alligator.
Yep.
No question about it.
No question. I'm in.
I believe it.
Was that a stingray...
Yeah, that's exactly where my brain went. Yeah, I was like,
you can never say that name now without thinking of the word stingray. It's unfortunate.
That's so true.
And that's
it's how he would have wanted to go.
That made me so sad.
I think so.
Like I was just like, you were just just trying to do your thing, you know, bring, you know, whatever, but
Wow, I don't know. The stingray just killed out topic number two.
It did.
Where I'm going
best
with that.
Way to end.
It did.
We are moving on to topic number three of this episode of 5x5, which is New England.
Oh, dear.
New England.
Yes.
Oh.
It's my favorite. That's my favorite. You know it's my favorite.
Yeah?
Why is it your favorite?
Oh, so many reasons. It's like one of the only connections like in like my family history that I have is that they're from New England. Mm. Like I'm a total donkey junkie.
Pause.
Mm-hmm.
You're a what?
Donkey junkie. I actually got a sweatshirt that says donkey junkie. It's my reward to myself being, I don't know, alive maybe. And yeah, Dunkin' Donuts junkie. Mm-hmm. Love it.
Is that New England?
It is.
Oh yeah.
Big time.
I didn't know that.
It's like Boston.
It's a big Dunkin' thing. Mm-hmm. I like to go to Salem every year for Halloween. That's one of my favorites.
Right on.
I'm trying to think. Well, that's pretty much most of it. There's a little town in Massachusetts called Rockport.
Okay.
And it's one of my favorite places to go. It's just this tiny little artist town, like an hour outside of Salem. So like an hour and 20 minutes outside of Boston, north. And it's the best.
What do you like about it?
Just
like the vibe? Is it a vibe
thing? Yeah, it's a good vibe. You can almost always see the sunrise coming up over the water. There's a lot of like rocky shores that you can hang out on. Big old pier. A lot of good food.
And you have family connection back there? In New England? Is that just
a little bit, yeah.
Right on.
Yeah, not too much. Because I'm not in touch with my biological family. So, like, that's kind of the only connection I have to them is.
Got it.
Rockport.
Right on.
But yeah.
Just a little artsy town an hour outside. That's just right in your head.
Yeah.
Everybody's thinking the same thing. I mean,
oh, yeah.
It's awesome.
Oh, it was the proposal with Sandra Bullock.
Mm-hmm.
That's the town that it's. That the movie is recorded in is Rockport.
Okay.
When she gets in the boat to go to their little private island.
Rockport. I think I saw that once. I think it was like the best worst option on like a flight. And I'd like so much like half of it. But so for some reason when you said New England, my brain went to the chowder debate.
You shut the fuck up now.
I don't even like chowder, and for some reason,
I love... Exactly. You don't like chowder. You don't like pot pie. Just don't. No. Stop it.
No, listen. The pot pie, this fucking stew, this pot pie, we're not getting into this.
Here we go.
but seriously, do you have a favorite of the chowder debate? Or a preference?
Oh, New England chowder.
The white one.
Yes, New England.
New York guy.
Well, I don't like either, so...
Ridiculous.
It's the white one. I don't even know that there's a... To me,
the New England one's a cream-based. The other one's tomato-based.
Yeah, I don't even think the other one exists, frankly.
No, I got to tell you this about Salem. So I go to Salem like every year for Halloween, and there's always protesters, which is absolutely incredible to me.
There's protesters at Salem.
What
are they protesting?
Yes. They're protesting Halloween, maybe, I think.
The existence of the town? I don't know.
They show up, and they're like, hey... God hates you. And I'm like, I'm right there with you. And they're like, no, that's a bad thing. I'm like, oh, shit. So I had one guy come up to me and he's like, do you want to go to heaven? I was like, are you going to heaven? And he's like, yeah, I am. And I'm like, then I'm good. I'm good. That's not the argument you think it is.
You need to be recording these.
Well, because then you could just like have a button and just like, wait, hold on, I got this. Just like,
I
mean, for some like YouTube channel or something, yeah. Like the guy,
I really,
the very Jordan Klepper.
I really should.
That's true. Right? You should be a Daily Show correspondent. That's what we're getting at.
You should do a Daily Show once a year on Halloween, boots on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
in Salem, Massachusetts.
I have a couple. There's like one guy who'll dress up as Satan and he'll be like free hugs from Satan and he'll follow the protesters around. And there was another guy last year, he had a poster and he said, free condemnation, inquire behind. And he just stood in front of the protesters the whole time. And it was one of my favorite things.
So this has just become like this, a battleground.
Yeah, pretty much.
Sounds like it.
And it's so funny because I don't really know what they think they're accomplishing.
Right.
Like it's just kind of chasing people away.
Right.
From whatever could be.
So is the assumption that if you go to Salem that you're somehow... pro devil.
You're not godly.
I guess. I mean, the Satanic Temple is located in Salem, but not where the festival is. And it's very family friendly. Like, it's like, it's Hocus Pocus, it's Halloween Town. Sure. Like, it's, especially during the day, like, there's a lot of kids, a lot of trick or treating. Like, sure. It's not, it's very family friendly. It's very low key. And so it's funny that the angriest, most aggressive part of the whole town.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it's interesting. And I mean, I guess, you know, that's a way for that town to have built some tourism.
Yeah.
You know, the witch trial thing.
I mean, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Like, what else you got kind of thing. That's what my town needed to save it.
Cats.
It needed some like, you know, historical, like, controversial historical thing. That's what we didn't have. We just had coal mines.
Sorry.
You know, we needed something like a...
some dime a dozen around here.
Like the witch burnings or something to save it.
It could have been Centralia.
Yeah.
They didn't even kill that many witches in Salem. They had a lot of witch trials.
Oh, I see. But they didn't actually...
Yeah, not... There were some hangings. They, like, crushed a couple people slowly with rocks, which seemed like a fun time. But there wasn't... It was a whole thing. But yeah, they just kind of took and then...
So bizarre.
God damn.
So bizarre.
Sorry. I could talk about Salem forever.
Well, we're heading south. We're heading south, right out of topic number three, heading to topic number four, which is polo shirts. Polo shirts.
What?
You know what I'm going to fucking say.
Say it.
You know, I can't. You own so many polo shirts. It is ridiculous.
I do.
Literally, where were we out? Proof, maybe? We were at Proof, and you were, I don't know, saying something stupid. And I was like, I can't hear you over the absolute audacity of your quarter zip.
So
rude.
I know there's some controversy. I feel some controversy swirling up here around polo shirts. Diggs, where are you at with polo shirts?
I think they're great.
They're so douchey.
So
the existence of the polo shirt is douchey.
So
for what?
So when I needed a college shirt in high school, yes, because I went to fancy boarding school, it was the best option because I didn't want to wear like a real button down.
Like a button.
But down. You needed a collar, and the polo shirt counted, so I got used to wearing polos. And sometimes I would do it ironically where I would do, especially during like Spirit Week, I would
wear
two.
Where was your prom? Where'd you have prom?
We're not talking about this.
Uh-huh.
No,
come on.
Quiet.
Come on.
No.
Go ahead. Where's your prom?
No. So we'll come back to that. But for like Spirit Week, I would do like, I think that my record was 5 polos at once just because I was just really fucking with everyone. So like I would wear them in different styles, like the pop collar one and then like one over the other. And then, yeah. So
you layered just, 5 polo shirts?
Four or 5 in some like ridiculous fashion.
Let's roll back just a minute. Let's zoom out a minute on this. Let's define polo shirt especially for those in our global audience.
Fair. It is basically a t-shirt with minimum 2, I'd say maximum 3 buttons.
Okay, in the front.
With a collar usually like a ribbed sort of sleeve ending. Not ribbed, what's that word?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Where the sleeve kind of gets together.
Yeah,
cuff. There's like a little
the ribbed cuff.
Like an elastic almost.
Yeah, elastic-y-ish-y thingy.
But they're long-sleeved.
There are long-sleeve polos, yes. I do not own any.
You're a short sleeve?
How many polos do you own if you had to do a count?
Probably 8 or 9. I think.
Okay.
That's reasonable.
That is foul.
No, I think that's a reasonable number.
Thank
of polo
you.
Shirts.
For what? How many polos do you own?
I had none.
Thank you. See, that's a reasonable number of polos.
That makes how
is 0 polos.
Sometimes it might be useful. Oh, okay. This also doesn't count athletic polos. But
why do they not count?
No, because those are functional. Because for me, as someone who overheats, I like being able to like unbutton the top of my like athleisure
slut.
It helps. Yes. Also, it's a little slutty.
He's sitting there and probably just like slowly unbutton.
No, that's
okay. Polo shirt.
If I'm hot, yes.
Slow motion.
Yeah,
steamy.
You got to do a slow motion. You have to drink in one hand.
It was a year and almost a year and a half into like our friendship where I was like saw this man in a t-shirt.
Well,
yeah.
It was all polos the whole time.
The whole time. Or quarter zips or t-shirts with buttons or something.
I don't know that I've ever noticed.
I've been less polo-y lately because I'm on less video calls for work. So that's was really what it was. Like I like especially when I was working with the Brits and they always looked ridiculously like whatever. I need to get rid of that. Yes, ridiculously posh. So I was on, I had a lot of calls with them, and I always was like, oh, okay, at least should be in a polo so I don't like look like the slobby. But they already didn't like me. I was already the angry American.
Right.
Because of the shit that like they kept pulling on us. So I had to do something.
Are all of your t-shirts F&M?
No.
Most?
Okay. Most.
Most.
No,
that's the only
no,
thing
no,
I
actually,
give him shit for is
that's actually not true.
All boarding of my, school and F&M.
All of my athletic crap is F&M, but that's because I worked. I was a student working in the athletic department.
Makes sense.
And mm-hmm. so I had got a lot of free shit, and it just happens to still fit. So
hey, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Elvis, shirt style of choice.
Oh, t-shirt.
Obviously not polo. Right?
No, polos. I go, like, I'll wear, like, really crappy t-shirts, but I work with pretty aggressive autistic kiddos. Mm-hmm. So, like, wearing nice clothes doesn't really happen because I get covered in snot and spit and blood and tears.
Yeah. Wow.
But it's where I love this job, but it's, yeah.
What are the ages?
My youngest right now is 4. My oldest is 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
So these are, like, little people.
Yeah.
They're not, like.
Yeah, they're little. They're tough though. I had one kid seriously rock my shit the other day. He Hannibal Lectered my face.
Oh.
He like grabbed both sides and just pulled. Cause I was like, hey, can you pick up that thing that you threw on the floor? And he's like, I would rather die.
Wow.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. Just how I feel about polos.
Big props though. I'll tell you what, to do that kind of work. I mean, yeah. That's
awesome. I get some great stories. They're funny. They have the best sense of humor. But yeah, my most aggressive kid, he'll wear polos.
See?
He's got some pretty good style, to be honest.
Aha!
He's got some pretty good style.
I heard it.
He's also
on
8.
Tape. It's on tape.
And not a grown man.
It's on tape.
Ridiculous.
So could you age out of polo shirts? Is that what I'm hearing?
I feel like you have to.
I aged into
Your mother
polos.
No longer dresses you.
No. I aged into polos. I didn't wear polos before
And loafers. You wear loafers and polos.
That was specific. Khakis. I haven't worn khakis are for specific events, and the loafers were.
You look like a second grader at Catholic school, is what happens.
There was a wedding in New Orleans. We were going to do a boat thing. I was like, I got to wear boat shoes on for this. Like, come on. Like, what do you. So I.
The fact that you know what boat shoes is we talk about this all the time, and I'm going to say this, and I'm an asshole, but he's had a waiter experience than I have.
That's true. I can't. Yeah.
Well, we're throwing topic number 4 into the wash. And we're moving on to topic number 5 of this episode of 5 by 5. The final topic.
Already?
Super Walmart.
Oh, my Lord.
Super Walmart.
My second experience going to the Super Walmart here.
Yeah.
Almost had a head-on collision with an Amish person. And it scarred me that I didn't go back for a year. Because I drove in, it was like night and I needed.
That
like,
had to be the slowest collision ever.
Well, the problem was I came off of 30 mm-hmm. going straight through. And then the horse just, I don't know who was in
charge.
Wait,
are you talking about the one on Fruitvale Pike?
No.
No.
Because that's not.
The super, the
oh,
one on.
Oh, the one. Okay.
Yeah. So it's
Lincoln Highway.
Lincoln Highway.
Yeah.
Just look it up. Lincoln Highway at the intersection of Route 30.
For those of you in our global audience, we have several of these super Walmarts and Walmarts around the county.
And the Amish frequent places around here because we're in the middle of Amish country. Mm-hmm. But it was nighttime and I just like, I couldn't go earlier in the day because of schoolwork and something else. So I was like, okay, I'll go later. So I drive through the intersection per usual because you just come off the highway, go straight through. And this literally out of the corner of my eye, all I see is the glint of an eye. And I'm like, I'm thinking it's my first immediate thought was bird because I'm not used to fucking horses at night at this point. Like, I would just been here like a year or two. So I'm like, bird. And like, I'm thinking like,
bird.
Like I'm going to hit a bird. Like, oh my God, I'm going to have like glass shards on me or something. And then the nose comes into view of my, and so I'm like, oh,
like, horse.
Right. And then like, I stop and I get out and the guy.
This isn't a polo field. What are you doing here?
Mr. Ed? No. no, and then the guy in the buggy is just like, oh, so sorry. And I'm just like, so sorry. Like, I might have killed your horse. Like,
that was
what
a garbage Dutchy accent, by the way.
I can't do it.
Hot garbage.
Fine, you say it.
What do you want me to say?
They're all so sorry.
I'd have to, hold on. Uh-huh. I'd have to,
you gotta
it's been
get
a while
you
since I've spoken Dutch, but I can pull out a Dutch accent.
Oh.
There we go.
Hey.
Yeah, I lived with an Amish family for a couple years when I was a kid.
You totally got that. Huh?
My favorite is I'll say Fokshe. Fokshe Kontpos.
Oh, yeah. What is that?
It's basically the rudest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It is what it sounded like.
It really is.
Oh, okay. Got it.
It really is. It's amazing.
Yeah. I love how we got to that from Super Walmart, but that...
Well, I mean, this is Lancaster.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, you really
There's
can't...
There's not... Like, when you're underage, that's what you do, is you go hang out at Super Walmarts. You drink in the parking lot, and then you go in and walk around for hours.
It's like the mall. Back in the... It's like the mall rats in the
80s. Yeah.
But you're right. I mean, Lancaster County has a big mall, but it's 45 minutes from places in Lancaster County.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? But Super Walmart's not.
Yeah.
No.
That's true.
And it's shadier. You can get away with some crazy shit at Walmart.
Yeah, for sure.
Walmart's the Florida of...
Yes.
Yeah, Florida of the town.
I lived in Nashville, and then I moved to this little town called Murfreesboro, which is outside of Nashville, about a 45-minute drive outside of Nashville. And I was kind of between the two, but technically I lived in Murfreesboro. And around 1996 or so was when the Walmart started getting converted to Super Walmarts. They were just Walmarts, which they were, you know, they were basically Kmart.
Right.
Yeah.
But with better, you know, like better marketing. and then the Super Walmart happened. Mm-hmm. And it was like, somebody said to me, you can get your groceries there. And I think I fell off the chair I was sitting on. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the first time walking into this Super Walmart, it was shiny. This thing was shiny.
Yes.
I remember walking into it, and I was just like, it was so big, and it was just so massive and sparkling. I mean, it lasted like 2 weeks, and the sheen just wore off this place.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
But I was like, I could buy shoes, right? I could buy a car battery. I could buy a gun.
Yeah.
And a head of lettuce.
And a head of lettuce.
Yeah.
In the same store. It was completely unbelievable. And I remember thinking to myself, in fact, I think I even verbalized it to those around me, someday they'll just build apartments on top of these buildings, and you'll just be able to go down and you could work there, and then you could just get your stuff that you buy, and then you put it on a little elevator, and it'll take you right up to your apartment, and then you'd live there.
So what would we call that? Is that a mega super?
Apartment? I don't know. But they're kind of
doing... I would do that. I would live there in a heartbeat.
But aren't they kind of doing that with the townhouses behind Target?
Oh, I see.
Yeah, they are building some, like... Yeah. They look nice, but they're builder's grade. They can't last long.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like Wegmans has the apartment building behind Wegmans. Mm-hmm. It's like part of the same complex. So they're kind of doing that, right?
But Target's top tier. Like, you had Kmart, Walmart, Target. But now that Kmart's gone, you have, like, Walmart, Target, Wegmans.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's...
Well, you
moving.
Can't get clothes at Wegmans, though.
Oh, that's true. Costco, maybe?
Membership. Just barely.
No, you do need a membership. You're right.
Look, you're absolutely right. Target is the better marketed
Walmart. It's bougie.
Yeah.
The Target?
Target, yeah. Man.
They make it, right. Mm-hmm. It's the same stuff. Yeah. And they just, they do what Starbucks did to Dunkin'.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
It's branded.
Yeah. It's just branding, and it's just like, this is more expensive.
Yeah. You know what you can get at Target that's really good? Polos. Anyway.
I hate you so much. There's so many good things at Target.
Well, my friends, we're pushing the cart and checking out on topic number 5, the final topic on this episode. Isn't that the fastest 25 minutes of podcast?
That is so fast.
Yeah.
That's wild.
It feels like it just started. Elvis, it's a real pleasure to have you on the program.
I love being here. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us today. Diggs, my friend, it's always a pleasure to see you.
And you.
And for all, you know, there are 5 million podcasts out there.
Oh.
5 million. That was an estimate from 2022. So there's probably like 7.5 million now.
Yeah.
There
are 5 million podcasts out there. And you, our friends who are listening to this show right now, could have chosen any of those podcasts, any of those 5 million podcasts, but you chose this one.
Thanks.
And we thank you.
Thanks, friends.
It sounded like a commercial.
It did.
It did a little bit.
It did. That was Hallmark.
And we thank you. So to all of you out there, thanks again for listening. We'll catch you next time on 5. Bye. 5.
The Candy Factory 5x5 podcast is produced at So Good Media Studio at The Candy Factory,
a co-working and social club located in downtown Lancaster, PA.
The show is hosted by Jason Mundock and Robert Diggs, with music by John Chin.
Yeah. He's a really cool guy. Find 5x5
at the Candy Factory website, coworkinginlancaster.com.
That's it. It's the way we roll.